Welcome back to Eye on the Illini, as we set a one-day record with three different podcasts and, of course, confuse our fans to no end as we do multiple shows on one day. But as you look at your podcast on your phone, you'll go, hey, they care about me. So we have just got done watching St. Francis of Illinois do their best to compete against the Fighting Illini in the exhibition here this evening. And what I thought we would do is go around the horn. We got a full panel of experts. Brad, give us your thoughts on what happened tonight and what you kind of, how you assess the situation.
I think it was good to get everybody out on the, a lot of the young guys, you know, didn't play too many minutes with the older guys. I thought it was, one thing is interesting. How about St. Francis, like, kind of talking trash to Kofi while he's shooting free throws? That's an interesting method to lose by 70. You know, I don't know if that's the method I would have taken. Overall, I thought Illinois got done what they needed to get done. They got those guys in front of, play in front of a little bit of a crowd, and also get to, you know, some of the young guys out on the court and different combinations. So it's good. I mean, it's just exactly what you wanted out of this exhibition.
Excellent. Excellent. Ked, what were your thoughts as you're heading back in the nice cold evening here?
Well, you know what Coach Underwood talked about, you know, they have some film now. You know, Trent Frazier was one of the that was one of the guests tonight, and he said the same thing, you know, because they've been playing against each other now for a few weeks, and, you know, now they have game film and things that they need to try to fine-tune and to pick apart. You know, I know one thing that a lot of people are going to harp about, but it's an exhibition game, is Audrey Cabello's turnovers. And, you know, and Coach Underwood said he was nervous, but I don't know if he was or not. But it's an exhibition game, and they'll clean some of that stuff up. I mean, I guess if there was one thing I would have liked to have seen, me personally, seen them shoot it a little bit better as a team from the perimeter. But I'm not nitpicking. I mean, it's an exhibition game, and it was good to see them out there.
Yep, and it was nice that we can say now that tonight the three-point aces of the team were Austin Hutcherson and Coleman Hawkins, both shooting 2 for 3 from the three-point line. And I will say that if Coleman Hawkins develops a very reliable three-point shot, he becomes a very valuable commodity for the Illini. Matt, what did you see out there on the court as you were there?
Obviously, the only thing I'm trying to come up with nuggets that, you know, I mean, it's a 101 to 34 game. Okay. So at some point, the final score became irrelevant at about the 8 minute mark of the first half. Brad and Ked have watched this team in practice, and they can tell me that I'm absolutely nuts, but I saw a more aggressive defensive style than I thought I saw last year. And I saw them in the passing lanes a lot more and being a little bit more aggressive, jumping the passing lanes a little bit more than we saw them do last year. I think that's a product of, you know, obviously having some guards that they out there, and then, you know, the developing confidence of Coleman Hawkins being able to be out there and have his length out there to guard some people out there. And you know, Trent Frazier has 6 steals tonight, and I think he jumped the passing lane on 3 of them. Or 4 of them tonight. And I just feel like they're not going to revert back to what Brad did the first 2 years that created a lot of fouls, but I do think that they're going to be in people's jock a little bit more on defense, and one pass away, they're going to be a little bit, I don't think you're going to be able to throw the ball all around the perimeter on Illinois this year. And like you kind of were the last couple of years, and when they were afraid of fouls, I mean, Brad and Ked can tell me I'm nuts because they watched this team a lot more recently than I do, but that was the first thing that jumped out at me. And jumped out at me is Austin Hutcherson is apparently destined to make me look like an idiot, because I still have not seen him in front of D1 competition, but I saw him tonight. He looked like he is a perfect candidate to be the energy guy off the bench for this Illini team, because that's exactly what he is. He's an athletic freak and an energy guy to boot. And he had a pretty good start to his Illini career tonight. Obviously against paltry competition, but you saw why he was a Division III All-American at the very least.
Yeah, Brad has been telling us about how good he's going to be for a couple of years now. So, Brad, did you get it? What did you think of old Mr. Hutcherson there? He's a quote rookie who's an extremely experienced rookie, which I love.
Yeah, he's like 25. No, not 25, but he's 23. You know, it's 22, 23 year old he's got some experience. And what I like about Austin is that he's a little bit unassuming at times, but then he makes plays that are just, you know, highlight. And you saw some of that. He's a kid who there's still rust. I don't think he's where he needs to be yet. I mean, to be like, but he's definitely right now a valuable piece of this rotation. There's no question about that. Like Matt said, I'll address kind of what Matt was talking about. Matt was talking about the more pressure. I think that's something they want to be able to do at certain times against certain teams. So I don't know if you're going to see it all the time, but they definitely have amped it up a little bit more in practice. And so I think he's accurate. I think Matt's spot on, and maybe that's going to be a thing that they do from time to time so that they can. And Ken and I have talked about that too. Maybe it's not a full court press, but being able to put more pressure on is definitely an important thing when you get into a tight game, or you get a team that maybe struggles handling the ball.
Yeah, and is it fair to say that, you know, Hutcherson is a guy that, I don't know, maybe you want to make sure he's up and rolling by the Big Ten season for sure. And you know, because I just see him as being one who, when he gets on a roll, it may be kind of scary how good he is.
Yeah, I think you're trying to just get his feet wet, get the rust off in the non-conference or in the, you know, these early games. And then hopefully by the time you get to, you know, maybe then you got, if you got he and Plummer, just think about that offensive ability coming off the bench.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that and defensive ability too, because Hutcherson, I mean, he gets up and down the court. I mean, he's tough to go around or go over. So looking at this, Ked, any other things that jumped out to you? I know when I was looking at the stat sheet, I did note the turnovers. My biggest issue is a couple of those were kind of the crazy zany pass that you know, Underwood kind of got him to stop doing at the end of the year. But, it's an exhibition game and you're up by 45, so it's hard to get too fired up about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's why, and I think a crucial game – well, I don't know, I shouldn't say that, because there was a couple times last year in the Indiana game, you know, where he made some passes like that. You know, Brad said tonight that he's just a confident kid, and that's – teach, and you don't want to rein too much of that in, because if you rein too much of that in, then you won't have this playmaking ability. But I want to go back to Austin Hutcherson. I don't know how well you can sit on TV, but I can tell you what he and Brad Underwood mentioned tonight. He hopes that somebody has a picture. He went up and got a rebound today, and I know his head looked like it was at the rim, because I looked around at press row and everybody was like, oh my gosh. Austin Hutcherson is a freak athlete, and he didn't look nervous. He said he was going to be. He didn't look nervous. We're talking about pressure, Matt. I think you're right. I think the one guy who I thought did a tremendous job, and people have been very critical of, was Andre Plummer. I thought he was very good in ball screens. He pressured the ball, and, a lot of people thought he was just a three-point shooter, and that's all he could do, but he defended really well tonight. Him and Trent and Curbelo, who's obviously a lot quicker than what people realize. There's a way to put pressure on people. I mean, I like the mixture of things that they can do with this team. I mean, it's young. I mean, it's early in the season. But I will say this, they really need to have Plummer give them something again and quality minutes. Tonight, he looks more rusty than any of the new guys, I thought.
Yeah, he did look a little bit on the rusty side. But at the same time, when I look at Hutcherson again, I almost kind of see a Scottie Pippen type. He got better outside shot, but he just kind of does whatever he needs to do. God bless him. I wish I had had the skill to do whatever I needed to do on a basketball court. But I just, like I said, he hits a three. You're like, wow, that looks good. And then he'll go make. You got a couple steals, and you're like, well, his defense is pretty good. And then, and he gets a nice rebound, and you're like, well, his rebounding is pretty good. He led the team with 7 rebounds. And I just found myself I didn't have any moments where he made me like maybe drop my jaw, but he was constantly like, oh, that's a good play. Oh, that's a good play. And the other one, I have to feel so sorry for the, I couldn't tell which kid it was on St. Francis. It might've been the great, number 13, Lewis Holy, who, was the one who actually jawed with Kofi as Kofi was going to the free throw line before he could even get there. But he got around Coleman Hawkins, and you could tell the guy thought he was going to get this shot. And then Payne comes out of nowhere and knocks that ball about 3 feet deep in the State Farm Center floor. And I, you know, we're sitting at home and we were just laughing about it. But yeah, Matt, any comments on your side?
Yeah. The point on Hutcherson to me is just if he's the first guy off the bench, he can give you somewhere between 15 and 20 minutes this year. And that's exactly what you want. So, I mean, that's what you're looking for. That's what you want. You know, DeMonte Williams' adopted father, Brad Underwood, is still the head coach of this team. So I fully expect him to be the starter at the wing. So I don't think that that's – complain about DeMonte starting and Hutchinson not. Go for it. I don't care. Nobody loves DeMonte Williams more than Brad Underwood. And so it's just not going to happen. I think he – very healthy part of this team, meaning Arson Hutchinson off the bench. I think he can give you energy. I think he can give you a lot of different things. And I think that's what you want him to do. The one thing I thought, and I'll go back to, I guess we're just going to call him my guy the rest of the year, is Coleman Hawkins. I thought Coleman did a whole bunch of good stuff tonight, specifically guarding three different positions. They had him at the three, the four, and the five, guarding all of those tonight. And I thought that he did an excellent job at that. The only time he really upset his head coach was when he threw it out of bounds and yeah. got the Brad Underwood treatment for that. And I was actually happy to see that because it means that Brad cares. And when Brad does that, that means he thinks you're going to be important this year. That means good things for Coleman Hawkins. So I thought Coleman had a good game tonight. If the jump shot sticks, then that's a great thing for Illini fans. But I think for the better part of tonight, short of maybe Omar Payne, everybody in the rotation make a contribution tonight and something that some people can expect to see through in the season against higher quality competition. And the only reason I think Omar didn't get a whole lot of run tonight is because St. Francis is just such a small team and why, right? So yeah. I felt like it was an overall pretty productive night, and I felt like the energy was back in State Farm Center, and that was the most important thing.
Perfect. So, Kat, I'm going to let you get the last word in here, and I want to ask you one question, then I'll let you run where you want to go, and then I'll close her out. But your guy, RJ Melendez, he ended up with 11 minutes and got 9 points, was constantly around the ball or getting himself in good position. What'd you think of him out there on the court?
I was very, very impressed with him, and was very noticeable. He was the only scholarship player on the team who didn't get in the first half. And, you know, that kind of concerned me a little bit. And I don't know if this is a defensive thing. That's, you know, I'm assuming that's what it was. But he's a bucket getter. And not just tonight, but he has the knack to be able to shoot the ball, which we saw, you know, and he crashes the glass. And he has a nice stroke. I think long-term, all three of the freshmen, I think, are going to be really good basketball players. I know Coach Underwood told us tonight in the press conference that Goody had an unbelievable practice. You know, and he's going to be in that role. The thing that those guys have to learn, you have to guard. And I don't know, you know, I watched Brandon. And I have to give the kid credit. He tried his butt off to chase guys and to not be picked and to fight over those screens. And it's a learning experience. It's not going to – the average fan, you know, may not see that, but it's going to take some time for them to learn, which is why these games are important. I really want to see them in the game when you're blowing people out, because that's when you can work on those things.
Yep. Yeah, this was an exciting game from the standpoint of just seeing the Illini in front of a crowd and letting them feed off of the crowd. The other thing I thought was fantastic was bringing the football team out. And I'm going to put in a plug here for old people like me, but you know, having the football team come out there after beating the number seven team in the country, and I know that Coach B wants to get his team into a more competitive position, and we understand that it takes some time. But I'll tell you what, one of the things that a good author does in fiction is they use foreshadowing, which is to give you an idea that something might be coming up later. And when I see that foreshadowing of the football team coming in after beating the number seven team in the country on the road, it made me think maybe we're heading back to those days when you had Lou Henson and Mike White, and you had Lou Henson and John Makovic prowling the sidelines or the court side. And maybe we'll be in one of those eras where we start having fun in August when the football kicks off, and it goes all the way into, you know, late March, early April, when basketball finally ends. I like to think with the coaches that we have in place, we have an opportunity for that to happen. So that was fun to see the football team come out, Coach Bielma's 100th win. And, you know, the basketball team was just, you know, basically curb stomping, you know, St. Francis. Again, that was not unexpected. And that's not a diss on those players at all. They put up a game effort. But I tell you what, folks, this is the start of the Illini basketball season. One more exhibition next Friday. And then Jackson State comes in a couple weeks, and we'll be in the midst of some fantastic. This is one of those seasons that you want to remember. For those out there who haven't been Illini fans that long, or you've come through the dark ages and you haven't been into the great eras yet, each of these years has their own personality, and you have to really soak it in and absorb it and enjoy it, because every year is a little different. And I go back to, you know, watching the Illini back when it was, you know, Eddie Johnson, and then you go into the, you know, and then you go into the Bruce Douglas and the Ephraim Winters era, and then you get into the Flying Illini era, and you go through those great teams. I think, you know, the Io era now has passed, and my gosh, it was great to have him. And now I think we're kind of into the Kofi and Curbelo era. Might be a short one, but it also might be impactful, because this is a pretty darn good team, and it was a lot of fun to watch them. So if you enjoy our coverage, please, please go to IlliniGuys.com. You can join our site. It literally, you get 7 days free trial. It's $99 a year. It's a fantastic deal. You go back into the forums, into the message boards, you get all sorts of inside information. Plus you get our podcasts. You get all the analysis and all of the articles. You can see them all. It is a great deal, and it is going to really ramp up as we get into basketball. Obviously, our football coverage has been spectacular as well. Basketball rolls around. Brad and Ked have been known maybe a little bit unfairly, because they do a good job on other sports, but they've been kind of known as the basketball gurus of Illinois basketball, and they happen to both be Illini guys. So if you want that type of coverage, this is the place to be. So with that, I'm going to thank everybody. And, of course, if you can give us a 5-star rating, that really helps us with the various podcast purveyors. Please do that if you have that opportunity. And with that, we are going to sign off. But thank you so much, folks. And thank you for enjoying Eye on the Illini. Have a great day.